From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, May 13th. Coming up, much of the Midwest could lose access to abortion if the Supreme Court rules to overturn Roe v. Wade. We'll learn more from the border state of Kentucky coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new state audit outlines several failures at the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Alex Stegman reports.
The department's been beleaguered by decades-long problems, exacerbated in part by budget and leadership instability. This audit, covering the year 2020, found almost no children were getting home safety checks before being reunited with their parents. Some weren't getting required follow-ups or proper medical care. It also found the state's system to track abused and neglected children referred by mandated reporters was inadequate, although the department disputes that. DCFS did agree with most of the audit's findings and said it's retraining employees statewide on matters like home safety checks, aftercare plans, and data entry. DCFS also says it's hired hundreds more workers. More than 20% of its budgeted positions were vacant in 2020. I'm Alex Degman.
University of Illinois scientists played a role in capturing the first ever image of the massive black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It was unveiled yesterday. The U of I team is part of a worldwide collaboration that created the image using radio telescopes across the globe. Charles Gammy, a physics and astronomy professor at the U of I's Urbana campus, said in a YouTube video that his group used supercomputers to create models of what the black hole might look like.
So it turned out that the Milky Way's black hole is just about the size that we expected it to be. And so that's really cool. That gives us confidence in the models.
Gammy says his team's work has revealed one mystery about the black hole. It's much quieter than they expected. The black hole is called Sagittarius A, and it's about 27,000 light years away from Earth. A world champion soccer coach is the featured speaker at Saturday's commencement ceremony on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Jill Ellis led the U.S. women's national team to consecutive World Cup titles in 2015 and 2019 and got her head coaching start at Illinois in the late 1990s. Ellis says her message to graduates will be one of optimism.
I mean, I think we're actually celebrating three classes, you know, 2020, 21, and 22 on this day. So it's commending them for, you know, the resilience that they've shown and just how that is going to, you know, champion them as they move forward.
Ellis made her comments on the 21st. She was the first head coach at Illinois when the university launched its varsity women's soccer program in 1997. Saturday's commencement ceremony is the first to be fully in person since 2019. It starts tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. A total lunar eclipse will be visible across the region on Sunday evening as the Earth, Sun, and Moon align. The Moon will turn a reddish-orange during the eclipse as light from the Sun is projected through the Earth's atmosphere and onto the surface of the Moon. Rich Hoyerman is part of the St. Louis Astronomical Society and a retired member of Washington University's Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences. He says the lunar eclipse will be visible with the naked eye and viewers can watch from any location.
The best place is most convenient. If you can see the Moon, in other words, if you don't have buildings and trees in the way, then just look out your front door or your back door and you know, watch for a few minutes, go back in, and come out later.
The eclipse will be visible in Illinois just after 9:30 p.m. Central Time Sunday and peak around 11 p.m. Still to come, we head to Kentucky to see how overturning Roe v. Wade would affect people in that state, as well as Illinois, just to its north. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A decision from the U.S. Supreme Court this summer could remove federal protections for abortion across the U.S. Side Effects Public Media's April Rickert has more on what that could mean for abortion access in Kentucky and the Midwest region.
A draft opinion leaked earlier this month shows the Supreme Court could be moving toward overturning the landmark 1973 abortion case Roe v. Wade. That would give states the right to regulate access to abortion. The decision's not yet final. Still, protests have erupted nationwide in the wake of the news. including in Kentucky, where a so-called trigger law would ban abortion automatically if Roe is overturned. That's from a rally where more than 200 people marched through the streets of downtown Louisville, protesting the potential end of Roe. Roughly half of all U.S. states are certain or likely to ban or severely restrict access to abortion if given the chance. Kentucky has been moving toward tighter restrictions on abortion for years. Last month, the Republican-led legislature passed a more than 70-page bill that includes restrictions on minors and abortion medication and bans abortion at 15 weeks. Kentucky Senator Stephen Meredith is one of 107 state lawmakers who voted to override the governor's veto of that bill. At a hearing in April, he said he wants to see the end of abortion.
This is a stain upon our country. It's our greatest sin. It needs to be reversed.
The law took effect and cut off access to abortion in Kentucky for more than a week. Providers said they couldn't comply with new regulations because they weren't yet in place. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the law. Stevie Binge is a medical receptionist at Planned Parenthood's Louisville Health Center. She says most people had no idea they'd have to leave the state to get an abortion. Reactions from patients ranged from anger to hopelessness. Binge says almost every patient they spoke with cried.
And they're trying to figure out how they can get to Bloomington or Indianapolis when they don't even have a physical means of transportation. And suddenly you're thinking about having to have an abortion and then take a bus home.
Binge worries that this is a foreshadow of what's to come if Roe does get overturned.
We're all staring down the barrel of how much more time do we even have left. The inevitability is eventually that anyone that wants an abortion is going to have to go to Illinois.
That's because Illinois is likely one of the only states in the Midwest where abortion will still be allowed if Roe is overturned. Megan Jaifo is the director at the Chicago Abortion Fund, which provides financial, logistical, and emotional support for people coming to Illinois for abortions. She says over the past couple years, they've seen an uptick in calls, including more people from Kentucky in recent weeks. It feels like a practice run of what could happen if Roe is overturned. But already, people are traveling in from other states.
People are coming into Illinois from, you know, as far as Texas, as far as Kentucky, just all across the nation right now.
Jaifo says providers are preparing, hiring staff and opening more clinics. Planned Parenthood of Illinois CEO and President Jennifer Welch told the Chicago Tribune she expects between 20 and 30,000 additional patients a year seeking abortion in the state if Roe is overturned. Providers say bans on abortion will disproportionately affect already vulnerable populations, people of color, young people, and those with low or no income who already have children. They may not have funds to pay for an abortion, a way to travel, or the freedom to take multiple days off from work. Jaifo says many are already being harmed by existing restrictions that push clinics out of reach or make abortion too costly.
This will just make it more excruciating than it already is. Roe is the bare minimum, and it's just devastating to think that we're going to lose even that.
The Supreme Court's decision isn't final yet. That's expected to come in June or July. I'm April Ricker, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and hot again today with a high of 91 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mark Labine, Shayla Farzon, and April Rickert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.